off. I get off in my feet. It is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Best show on the radio. Thank you for listening. 94.1, the free Odyssey app, and streaming live on YouTube, as we always are. You know, we appreciate our YouTube viewers. Jack, let's get to it.
Each the five.
Number five.
At five.
Five.
With Jack Fritz.
Oh, five. Beautiful five.
Ah, the funniest things that I heard while we were off is today's top five at five.
Okay.
Starting at number five, I'm not sure what was going on here.
Okay.
But on the post-game show on NBC Sports Philadelphia, they went down to the locker room, or go down to the tunnel, check in with Ashlyn Sullivan and Dave Zangaro. Dave Zangaro. And I don't know how this happened, but someone was snoring in the middle of their hit. Listen to this.
I don't think he's going to regret his decision. We know how important it is for these players to go in healthy into the playoffs, but that is now going to be the dominating question because you have the Lions handle business, and you could not handle business here in Philadelphia. The two seed was up for the taking, but I think this all boils down to, and no one should be surprised by this, the difference between...
Holy cow, man.
So where was that coming from?
That's what I can't figure out.
Can you call? Do you have? Can we get Ashlyn on?
I'll text her.
I mean, she works here. You know?
She's not going to tell you that. That had to be coming from somebody who left a mic up back in the studio.
How about this? She needs to tell me. She can't tell me. Because, I mean, it's so fine if she says, look, I don't know, or it's fine if she lies right to me.
Right.
But, so, you think it was back at the studio. It couldn't have been next to them because it was too loud.
I don't think so.
Was it Michael B. getting a...
No, Michael B. set them up.
Oh.
I mean... Like,
so he wasn't asleep.
No.
Was everybody else awake on the panel?
Where's Rube? I mean, look, this is a hearty snore, too.
Two seed was up for...
Well, it's here in the throat.
I wonder if she could hear it.
It's that, you know, that's the kind of snore that you have your head back.
You know what it reminds me of?
And it's like plain snoring.
It reminds me. Have you seen the clip? And I actually remember seeing this live. Have you seen the clip with J.J. Redick? When he was on First Take, he was still on ESPN, and he's going through his basketball analysis, but he's in a different site.
Okay, right.
And they're back at the studio.
Yeah,
or it might be vice versa. Either way, Kendrick Perkins was breathing heavy.
Yeah. Oh, really?
And JJ, in typical JJ fashion, he's like, Perk,
are you okay?
What's with the heavy breathing?
If it was just that, I could understand it. But that was a full-on snore mixed in the middle.
Well, here's the big question. Where was Eric Snow?
Where was Eric Snow?
Yeah.
How do you fall asleep in the middle of a game?
Please don't let that be Barrett. Was that a halftime thing?
No, that was after the game.
Yeah.
Yeah, so everybody had to be awake, right? That was not Barrett.
Do you want me to call her now, or do you want me to call her after the top five?
Well, after the top five,
I know, but it's a big story that we need to break on the air.
Yeah, we couldn't get scoops to tell us
the fart
passed gas.
Yes,
we couldn't get Clarkie on. He also worked at NBC.
All right.
Number four.
That's a good one.
My fourth favorite thing that I heard while we were off. I love how much in the head of Hunter Brody this show is.
Oh, really?
He got himself all worked into a lather about gunning for everyone's job here again. And I think he stepped in it once again. Here's Broads.
You don't want to have goals?
Got to have goals. Now, I wasn't thinking in particular of that meaning I'm...
Gunning for
other humans here, right? But maybe that's a, you know what? Maybe that's sort of like being in the locker room, and you know, microphones are in your face after a game, and they start saying things, right? And the media is in your face, and then you say something and you don't realize when you go back to social media, everybody took it the wrong way and went, "Damn, that is not my intention. That is not what I meant." You know. Maybe that was a learning experience for me.
You weren't thinking about kicking Spike out of the seat?
No! I love Spike!
You want to take over when he...
When it's necessary.
When he takes a step back.
Whenever life happens.
Yes.
And things happen.
Yes.
He's going to have a retirement tour where he puts in 50 years of greatness.
Right.
He'll be 100, Uh-huh. And he'll be like, you know what? Thank you, everybody.
Mm-hmm.
And then, like, that moment,
when his jersey...
If that's my time.
Right. When his jersey goes into the rafters,
uh-huh.
That's your time.
Maybe.
That's what you're thinking. And,
but, because I don't want to get in trouble here either, if it's someone else's time, then I respect whose time it is. Maybe it's not my time then. Maybe it's someone else's time. Someone here is waiting for that chair.
Oh, man, this poor guy.
Maybe it's their time.
He don't know where to go.
That's all. All right, because God forbid this backfires this guy. That's 215-592-949. I'm sweating. I'm cornered and they're not even here. I'm somehow cornered again and I'm alone. I'm just never bringing this up again. This is uncomfortable.
Well, and another thing, you know who else is on the list? Deep Voice Luke.
DVL, yeah, you're in here too. Yeah.
Well, yeah, he's trying to make it okay. You know, he's talking about my retirement tour. I'm 49. Well, when do you
got here 2 years
yeah,
ago.
Yeah, it's not, I mean, and it's not like, you know, after a game, you know, you're a mic in front of you. Your job is being in front of a mic. After a game, their job is the football. Your job is talking. You sent it to a reporter, and then you doubled down on it to my face. What are you talking about?
This he guy. Did put himself in a corner.
He did. Yeah. He always does.
You heard. You heard the octave go up.
Always does.
You're
damn right.
You could see him realizing, oh God,
I did it again.
Let me get out of this. Yes.
He thinks you weren't paying attention on New Year's Eve at 4:35.
Yep. We are.
I got people listening.
Yep.
All right. My third favorite thing I heard while off is one of our favorites, Dirty Rube.
Ooh.
Made a little appearance again today on the morning show. They're coming back from break. I guess one of his favorite songs were on, and he started singing.
On the ship, fantasy.
Go falsetto,
all your
Ruben.
Dreams will come true miles away.
You have to get way up there, though, dude.
That's way up.
I used to be able to flip it out there.
Around 14, 13, we all, 14.
Correct. Before they dropped.
Whoa. See, he caught himself the first time. Because he almost said, I used to be able to get up there.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
He caught himself, but then he went right back to it.
Yeah.
Used to be able to get up there, huh?
Uh-huh.
Huh, Rube? You can't get up there anymore?
Before they drop.
Before they drop.
Yeah.
Before they drop.
And trying to sing Philip Bailey is...
It's tough.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's tough.
For anybody.
For anyone.
Yes.
Yes, yes. My second favorite thing that I heard while off takes us to the Eagles broadcast over the weekend.
Oh, God.
Where speaking of, you know, not being able to get out.
Yep.
Mike Quick.
Wow, Dirty Mike Quick.
Who,
I didn't hear this.
Who would have thought?
Jahad Campbell came through the hole. He's trying to get penetration into that backfield. Oh. Just happens to hit the wrong hole.
Oh.
And Husky Merritt went out the other hole.
Oh, no.
Drop it back.
Oh, no.
He knew it, too.
He couldn't get out of it.
Yeah, couldn't get out of it.
Yep.
Jahad Campbell came through the hole. He's trying to get penetration into that backfield.
Just happens
to hit the wrong hole.
Oh.
And Husky Merritt went out the other hole.
Oh.
Drop it back.
Merrill, straight.
Total bro.
Straight ahead.
Dropping back.
Straight ahead.
Oh, man.
Oh, wow. That is an all-timer.
Hit the wrong hole.
Yeah.
We finally got Mike Quick.
Yep.
We finally got him. But my favorite thing I heard while off, and I never thought I'd have to hit Ala Abdelnaby with a pause.
Uh-oh.
But this is it's going to be in the running for drop of the year in 2026.
Oh, wow. Already?
Already.
Okay.
Here's Saturday night against the Knicks.
Mike Brown, a Harley-Davidson bike rider. Did you know that?
I did not know that.
Got to...
Interesting.
When I was doing radio in the Bay Area back in the day, Mike Brown was always a great guest, and, you know...
Does he have a hog?
He does.
Wow.
Hold on, does he have a what?
Does he have a hog?
A hog?
A hog.
Does he have a hog? Yes. Yes, he does. Yes, he does.
He meant motorcycle, of course.
Yes. Holy cow.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Man. That's a good one. Does he have a hog?
And then Kate just kept going. She didn't acknowledge. She is a professional. Does he have a
breaking news?
Oh, goodness gracious.
Oh, God.
Not Eagles related.
Oh.
Okay.
But the Ravens and longtime decorated head coach John Harbaugh are parting ways.
Wow.
Wow.
Yeah. After days of discussion.
Wow. That is huge. After you have that Lamar Jackson article. Like 3 weeks ago, that's when people started wondering that there was a fracture there, and you know that they are making a choice between the quarterback and the head coach.
The head coach is usually going to lose.
18 years.
When it's a two-time MVP.
Yeah. 18 years.
Yeah.
That John Harbaugh was a head coach at for the Baltimore Ravens.
Hmm.
By the way, this hour is sponsored by Guided Door and Window. The big winter sale goes through January now. Save 40% off all windows and doors. Call 877-GO-GUIDA or to go to goguida.com. But John Harbaugh, if he wants to keep coaching, will have his choice.
I'm trying to think of what's a good spot for him.
The Giants.
Oh, that's a good hire. Poor Mike Kafka went and won those games. Like, look, guys, I can win.
Do it. Yeah. No, you're right.
That's a good culture setter.
Stefanski, stop, man.
He didn't hear it.
Yeah. Stefanski is going to be, for somebody who wants an offensive-minded coach to come in to work with Jackson Dart, I'm sure he'll be a highly sought-after candidate.
Stefanski could even go to Baltimore.
Ah, I didn't even think about that.
You know?
Ah. Yeah. Matter of fact, I would go to Baltimore. See, if I go to the Giants, I got to deal with the Eagles.
Well, the other thing with the Giants is, now, I know coaches, you know, you got to win, whatever, but they got to win now.
Now, yeah.
Now. Now, so do the Ravens, but you're working with a quarterback who's already...
At least is already there, yeah.
I don't know. Wow. Another opening.
How about that?
Maybe that's a Petullo spot.
Yeah, I forgot about that. Yeah, I guess so.
Yeah.
Oh, my man Harbs, man. Where my man Harbs going to go?
I know.
I don't know.
That's a big one.
That is.
That's a huge one. Yeah, you hit the breaking news. I get scared every time you hit the breaking news.
Most people
do. You never know what you're doing.
So which day are we going to get the breaking news sounder that the Phillies and JT Realmuto have agreed on a three-year contract worth $47 million?
Dreading the day.
It's soon. It's soon.
It feels inevitable.
Yeah, it's soon.
Yeah.
It's soon. It's this week or next.
Yeah, well, they're already putting out like all these catchers they might go after.
Oh, yeah, they're lying.
Bichette.
Yep.
Yeah. I'm trying not to get my hopes up.
Four.
Like, it's a different...
They're not getting Bichette. They're just signing JT Realmuto.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, no, sure.
And Bohm's hitting four.
Running back.
I know. They probably will.
196
they
games.
Did. I forget that. Yes.
Yeah. Are we getting Ashlyn to...
Well, I tried to call him.
Oh, okay. Keisha in Philly, you're on WIP. What's up, Keisha?
Oh, what up? You don't remember me, do you?
Well, should I
remember you?
Should I remember you by? Should I remember you by? Have you called?
Right. So you know, you like father, like son, right?
Well, okay.
Right. Yeah.
Are you being?
What up, Ike? What up, bro?
What's up, Keish? Listen.
How you doing?
Listen.
So you know I'm on here. I'm ready to back Jalen Hurts. Like
I know it. I know it. So before you get into that, she is a Keisha is a longtime caller.
Right.
To the WIP. Took a break. She used to love calling your dad.
Oh,
at times.
Okay.
Yes.
Right.
Yes.
Well, I'm sorry.
Right.
You haven't called me.
Yes. She used to love calling your dad.
Oh, okay.
Because you a hater.
And so when I was with Howard, hold on real quick, Keish.
Howard was a laptop.
The biggest Allen Iverson fan in the city.
Okay.
Yes.
She is the biggest Allen Iverson fan.
Yes.
And that's what her and your dad used to argue about a lot also.
Wait a minute. So I'm a hater, but he's not a hater?
Who not a hater?
Howard?
You heard what I just said, like father, like son.
Okay, so why haven't you called me? That's the question.
You a nitwit, bro.
Okay.
You understand? I'm going to tell you why you a nitwit.
All right.
Okay?
Okay.
You said you will be upset if we won 16-13. Am I correct?
I did not say I would be upset. No, that's not what I said.
What'd you say?
I said that if we're talking about getting through the playoffs... And my questions are about the offense. A win is a win. But if we cannot move the ball against this San Francisco defense, that it would raise questions about their ability to win through the rest of the playoffs.
All right. Can I say something?
Go ahead, sweetie.
Can I say something, bro?
Yeah.
What is our identity? That's how we win this year. We win with defense, bro.
Yep.
You know what Jalen said, even though he got the Super Bowl MVP? He said we won the Super Bowl because of our defense.
Well, he's right.
Okay, then. So why y'all keep talking about offense? If my defense can stop the other team from scoring...
You can't win the game nothing to nothing.
No,
you got to score points.
We just won the game 12-13.
We did.
And y'all still talking about Jalen Hurts. I'm going to tell you some things in that game that Jalen did that I know Josh Allen wouldn't have done. When he was down there and out in zone, Josh Allen would have took that safety, bro.
Oh, yeah. Josh Allen stinks. He is terrible.
Oh, we do agree on something.
Yeah, he's definitely not the best player in the NFL.
Oh, we do agree on something.
Yeah. He would have much rather, you know, when Josh Allen was busy taking the imaginary safety, Jalen was busy not completing a pass for a whole half for the second time this year.
So that's not his fault. Oh, right.
Yes, of course.
All right, let me ask you a question, Spike. You know so much. When is somebody going to ask Kevin Petula, when is they going to run Tank Bisbee? Is he going to run him?
He's been...
We need him.
They were asked... Elliot asked Nick Sirianni about him in the very first question of the press conference yesterday.
No. I don't need y'all to ask Nick Sirianni. I need y'all to ask Kevin Petula.
Okay. Well, you should tell somebody who talks to Kevin Petula because
well,
I do not.
Well, if anybody listening to me, okay. If somebody asks Kevin Petula, we got two dynamic running backs.
You know what? You are so disrespectful to Saquon Barkley, the guy who, you know, you mentioned the defense. Yes, that's so disrespectful. You know what? We should get Tanner in there for a bunch of plays, too.
Who?
Tanner.
No, he stunk up.
Well, no. If we got to get Tank Bigsby in, even though we have no disrespect to Saquon, maybe when we need to throw the ball, maybe we should just put Tanner in some.
There you go. Something in my mouth that I didn't say.
Well, no.
Pause.
Yeah. Okay. Right, let me say something. Can I say something about the Sixers?
Yeah.
I'm going to tell you what we agree on, Spike.
Yes.
Oh, my God. I can't stand Joel Embiid, bro.
I'm not there with you.
Spike, the number one Embiid hater, yeah.
He fall more than Allen Iverson did, bro. And he is center. I'm not understanding that. I call him Sloppy Joe. Hey,
that's not a bad nickname.
It's a good one.
Sloppy Joe without the bread. I love you, Ike Reese.
I love you, sis.
All right.
Hey,
love you, Keisha.
Okay. Now, she was a classic caller back in the day, man.
She came in hot there.
Her and your dad used to go back and forth a lot, man.
Well, we can, you know, they say that we are not journalists here. They say that we don't do any investigative work, but that is not true. As we bring on Ashlyn Sullivan to help solve this mystery of the audio we played. Hey, Ashlyn.
What are you guys getting me into now?
Well, so Jack just played us this clip of you and Dave Zingaro doing what do you call it in TV? Were you guys a stand-up? You guys doing a stand-up?
A live hit.
And we heard snoring, and we're curious if you know where the snoring was coming from.
Well, I do know, and I'm a little offended that a lot of people think somehow when I was talking live on TV that it was me. Like, how is that even possible?
How is that even possible?
That could happen.
Well, maybe you're a ventriloquist. I don't know. You didn't look like you were snoring. The big question is, Ike said it's Barrett Brooks.
No.
Did not say that.
I'm going to tell Barrett you said that, Ike.
Ike said it. So who was snoring?
So it was Rube, and it wasn't a snore.
Oh,
it was, we're scrambling, the game has ended, we start the show, everyone's running to the set, it's live TV. So it was just Rube a little out of breath, which, hey, happens to the best of us.
Out of breath. That sounds very Eric Snow. You know, when we asked Eric Snow about falling asleep, he was like, nah, somebody was talking in my ear. I was distracted. And I was like, nah, I've been distracted before. He's not. Wow.
Could you hear it while you were doing it or no?
No, I had no idea. We were locked in trying to give some analysis. I had no idea that was happening, which maybe it was in my ear and I just didn't notice.
Oh.
And then I heard about it after.
Wow.
I got to tell you, Ashlyn, that the very fact that you gave it up, which I'm surprised. I didn't think you would tell.
That was like
who it was.
That was like Howard with the Alshon
exactly
Jeffrey
what it
moment.
Was. That's exactly what it was. That puts you in the lead.
I love my guy, Rube. He'll admit it. It happens.
Eagles insider of the year.
Yeah, or the belt. Which one is
this? Oh, she's definitely in competition for the
100%.
Belt. Yes, yeah. 100%.
This is classic.
Wow.
Wow. This
is classic. This
I mean, it was such a, I said it sounded like a snore of somebody next to the airplane whose head is back.
Right.
You know, it's
like. No, it was not that intense, guys.
No, it was.
Hold on. We do need to play the audio.
Yeah, let her hear.
Out of breath.
I don't think he's going to regret his decision. We know how important it is for these players to go in healthy into the playoffs, but that is now going to be the dominating question because you have the Lions handle business, and you could not handle business here in Philadelphia. The two seed was up for the taking.
There it is. That's the one. That's the...
And I know exactly what she's talking about because I've done that show a couple times.
Yeah.
And you're right. When you're rushing to the studio to get set up,
yeah,
that can happen. So her saying Rube,
please let them know.
Yeah. Her saying Rube may have been a little out of breath. I definitely could see that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I've never heard people breathe before. That is you've definitely, this is gaslighting.
Yeah.
This is gaslighting. That's what this is. I finally.
Put some respect on Rube.
I have more respect for Rube than pretty much anybody that covers the team. I have tons of respect for Rube. Honestly, I have questions about how compelling you are.
Oh, you're right. The two-seed conversation. Here we go again.
Two-seed was up.
There it is. All right, Ashlyn. Thank you.
Thank you, Ash.
I'm glad I solved the mystery.
There she is. The great Ashlyn Sullivan.
Yes.
Just gave it up so quickly.
I did not expect that. That did feel like the Howard, Alshon Jeffries.
You know who it is? What the hell?
Alshon.
This is Alshon Jeffries. Asha Jeffrey.
That's still one of the classic moments.
Oh, hugely classic moment.
Yeah.
Yeah, why not? Alshon Jeffrey.
Yeah, why
and
not?
He sounded like he was half asleep.
Well, because they were on the West Coast.
Yes, they just gotten back that morning.
Well, and I remember.
No, it was after the Dallas game.
And
I think they played Dallas on Sunday night.
Yeah, either way.
They wound up coming back. They didn't get back to that early that morning.
Still on 7 a.m. Monday morning on 2 hours of sleep.
And I was program director at the time, and I remember somebody, hey, did the Eagles call you? I was like, oh, you don't think they have Howard's number? you don't think they're going to call him?
Wow.
They don't need to talk to me, trust me.
That was awesome.
Oh, so good. All right.
Rube, out of breath, man.
Yeah, out of breath. Okay.
That makes sense, though. It's
out of breath and sleeping.
Two seed was up.
Oh, God. I would say it's more likely he was out of breath than sleeping.
Yes.
I would usually agree. What was that, though?
I don't know. Breathing?
Yeah.
I want to get checked out.
All right.
Yes.
All right.
Let's get back to the show.
215-592-9494. We will come back. What we're going to do next? Oh, right. One of their own, one of New York's own, talking about what a bad sports city New York is. Finally.
How about that?
Finally, someone agreeing with me. That is coming up next. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. You know who's never asleep on the job? John Ashell, the cars are. No, he and his staff will be bright-eyed and bushy-tailed waiting for you at Colonial Hyundai right there in Downingtown, Route 30. They got everything you need, and they're going to solve whatever problem you have, right? So it's a problem that's, I can't find the Hyundai I want. Well, at Colonial, they have hundreds of brand new Hyundais in stock every day. Palisades, Konas, Tucson's, whatever you need. Your problem is, what if this happens with my car? What if that happens with my brand new Hyundai? Well, every brand new Hyundai at Colonial is coming with America's best warranty, a 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain with Hyundai Assurance. And whatever other issue you have, financial, the best trade incentives they have. You're guaranteed $6,500 for your trade no matter what condition it's in. The lowest financing. Colonial is where you got to go. Brand new dealership. Check them out. As I mentioned, Lincoln Highway in Downingtown, 24/7 at ColonialHyundai.com. Colonial Hyundai, the fast, easy, better way to buy a Hyundai. See dealer for full details.
I cried out, heaven save me, but I'm down to one last breath. And will it let me say, hold me now, I'm 6 feet from the edge and I'm thinking maybe 6 feet ain't so far down. Hold me now, I'm 6 feet from the edge and I'm thinking maybe 6 feet ain't so far down. I'm so far down.
It is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Twitter question brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. If you're dreaming of another chip, make her feel like a world champion every day with a custom diamond ring from Mark's Jewelers. Online at marks-jewelers.com. Which defense do you have more? Did you have more confidence in heading into the postseason, this year's defense or last year's defense? Sort of off of the debate. Yeah, what do you think the response is?
Well, I'll go with what I'll go with. I'm going with
last year's
defense, but slightly. So I go 55% last year.
It's 58% this year.
Okay.
Yeah.
By the way, what was he talking about with the Zach Bond thing?
Yeah.
You know what he is? He just looks at Pro Football Focus all the time. And he's probably grades out the same way.
And see, Petty Ike would have said, just like you thought Jahad Campbell was a sack master.
Right. I was waiting. You were setting it up at one point. I felt like if he said one thing, that you were going to lay it back on him. Because once again, he's not an edge rusher.
No, you can see it. I'm just some idiot, and I can see it. Don't clip that, Jack. So our friend Craig Carton is back on the air at WFAN. He is doing Afternoon Drive with Chris McMonagle. You know, when we talked to Craig at the Super Bowl last year, I forget it was off air or on air. I said, because he had the job at FS1 at the time. And I said, so when are you back at FAN? I was like, 27? And he was like, maybe 26. And then here
he
is.
I think he said it on the air.
Did he say it on the air?
Yeah.
So, but Craig said something, you know, Craig is a controversial character, and he said something that I have been saying over and over again, except that I'm not like a New York sports host. I'm not a New Yorker, so people just think I'm being a hater.
Right.
But Craig said this yesterday.
We used to say with great pride, I know I did, I'm sure you did as well, that New York is not just the greatest city in the world, sure, but it's the greatest sports town in the world. We're the most knowledgeable sports fans. We have this like great history of success. Obviously, most of it comes from your beloved baseball team, the New York Yankees, the Giants have, you know, with the Super Bowl appearances, and everybody else was kind of, you know, the little brothers,
now,
right?
We hate them
the
all.
The little redheaded stepchildren, right?
No, they're all that now.
But the reality is that when we say that we're the greatest sports town in America, we're lying.
Yep.
Like, we have to, at some level, we have to own that.
It's like
we're telling a myth that we believe deep in our hearts, but it's not factually accurate.
It is not factually accurate, and it's not just the success of the sports teams. It's that it is just not a great sports town. It is a good sports town. You can live in New York and not know that sports are going on. Truthfully, it is at times invisible.
Because so much is going on.
Well, so much is going on. So many people are not even from New York. They're in New York. Now, to a certain extent, I think that having two teams in each league actually makes it harder.
It does.
Because not everybody gets involved.
Yep.
But
too many choices to pick from.
It is not as tarnished. And again, I'm putting aside the success of the teams, which has something to do with it.
Sure.
But it is not, New York is not at the level of Philadelphia as a sports town.
Or Boston.
Right. New York, or Philly and Boston, I think, are the elite level. I don't think there are any towns that measure up to Philly and Boston. Mm-hmm. New York I don't think New York's as good as Chicago, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
You know, it's not part of the culture in New York. It's good. They're Northeast people, you know.
It feels
whatever.
Like the Knicks are part of the culture. Yankees are part of the culture.
Yankees, yes, but remember, 40% of the baseball fans are Mets fans.
Yeah.
35%, something like that. Knicks, maybe, but it's just, it's like fine as a sports
fan. You say the Knicks is the one team that it seems like most are unified on up there.
That's when you can feel, at times, that's when you can feel everybody being in, because it's the one team that everybody sort of likes, at least. There's no Nets fans.
Right.
There's more Islanders fans than Nets fans. There's more Devils fans than Nets fans. There are no Nets fans. It is completely invisible up there. People go to Nets games to see the other team.
Right.
So
I got you.
Yeah, so I agree with Craig. I'm glad that Craig gave them the honest truth. It is an okay sports town. It's not a great sports town. And as far as the city itself, it is overrated as a city. you know, the city that never sleeps. Who cares? I did
20 years ago.
Yeah, you know, I don't know. You're 14. You don't want to go to bed. You're a drug addict. You don't want to go to bed. I want to sleep. It is not a bonus to me that at 4 a.m. there's a traffic jam outside of my house, and there's people yelling and screaming. Oh, great! I can get a horrible slice of pizza at 3:30.
That used to be a good thing.
Though. Well, I guess if you're drinking all night.
Yeah, that used to be a good thing. Get a slice on any corner at any time of night, man.
Everything costs too much. It's hard to get everywhere.
Yep.
It smells like weed in the morning everywhere in the city. Everywhere in the city. And it costs $20.
That's going to be the whole East Coast here in a couple years.
It costs $20 to get into the, to drive into the city. That's what
is it 20?
Yeah, something like that. I got the Easy Pass. My Easy Pass bills were outrageous.
Yeah.
Every day it would cost me something like $24 to drive back and forth. Between tolls and the and the bridge, or the tunnel. I was a tunnel guy, so
I don't know if I'm a free agent. Why would I ever want to go there and play?
No, because you don't want to live. I wouldn't want to live. Well, maybe if you're 24 or something, you want.
I guess
you're making $12 million or something,
right.
But I don't know.
Not where I want to raise a family, though.
Oh, great. There's 87 sushi restaurants instead of 40. Like, how many good restaurants do you need? You know, how many times are you going out to dinner?
It's too big.
Yeah, too big. Too much stuff.
Wow.
Yeah. Tasty Cake Dom, you're on WIP. Tasty Cake, how you feeling, brother?
Hey, Spike. Hey, Ike.
What's up, Tasty Cake?
How you doing?
We're doing fine, brother. How about yourself?
Well, so grateful that I'm doing better than yesterday.
Yeah.
Hey, I wanted to tell you guys something. I was getting some really bad news about 3 o'clock yesterday afternoon, and I was facing a very difficult surgery last night, and you know, the outcome was iffy. And you know, Spike, you get that kind of stuff, you lay on the hospital, you need something to take you away from that a little bit.
Yeah.
And thank you for the show.
Oh.
I got to tell you that I thank my three friends for the show.
Oh, thank you, brother. Well, I'm glad. How are you doing? Like, I'm glad that you're able to make the phone call today, you know?
So I had a very difficult surgery last night, and now my blood is septic, so I have to get some antibiotics in me.
Okay.
Over the next couple of times, I have a secondary surgery Friday. They're trying to save my leg, you know.
So you had an infection. That infection that spread, right?
Very bad diabetic infection. Diabetic infection in the bloodstream was really bad. So, you know, that's my fifth surgery on that leg. So I'm blessed, you know. Spike, the doctor was telling me that the outcome was not great, and I'm here today. So I'm grateful to be talking to you guys.
Well, we want to obviously thank everybody who the medical professionals that help you through it. It is pretty amazing. Glad that there's smarter people than me that can do stuff like that. And I am very happy that you're here talking to us. And, you know, you're going to have to fight through this because I'm going to need someone to fight about Nick Nurse. And that is you, my friend. So the Jalen and Nick Nurse arguments aren't going anywhere. So you have to be here, too.
So you had that lady call you earlier, Spike. Here's what I want to tell you something.
Yeah.
Everybody knows I like Ike Reese, and I've been listening to Ike Reese for 18 years. I love Ike Reese. And I think...
Love you too, Tasty Kate.
I think Jack is brilliant, and he's going to be the big star. I mean, he's unbelievably talented, and Jack knows I love him very much too.
Love you too, though.
I started calling this show again because of you, Spike, and you know that.
Oh, thank you.
I started calling this show again because you made me call the show.
That drove you crazy.
Yep.
You don't drive me crazy.
Okay.
Here was always the thing is that because I listened to Ricky, like, because I was very familiar with you, I have great respect. First of all, I want to say this about the whole last name bit. You know, you carried a big last name, like Spike. You carried big last name. Didn't mean a damn thing. Everything you did on your own, and all the credibility is to you. I listened to this show because of Ike, Spike, and Jack. Hmm. That's why I listen to this show every single day. So don't anybody ever tell you any different than that.
Mm-hmm. Awesome. Well, we appreciate that, Tasty Cake. Glad you're part of it.
Now, in the next breath, I got to tell you that,
yes,
Spike, there ain't nobody damn team in the Eastern Conference the Sixers can't beat but Detroit. You're not going to tell me, Spike, that if Joel Embiid gets the big cat for seven games, like, who's winning that series?
I'm going with the Sixers.
Oh, yeah. I mean, if Joel can play for a full playoffs and a full seven games, I'm not afraid of the Knicks at all. I'm just not confident.
Are you afraid of Celtics?
No, I'm just not confident. I'm not confident that Joel's going to play enough. The history shows us otherwise, and I do think the Celtics are already very good, and if they get Tatum back, they're going to be a tough out. But look, if everybody's healthy, the Sixers can get through the East. I just don't think everybody's going to be healthy.
They're wrinkling. That loss last night was tough.
Yeah, that was a tough one.
Tough loss.
Yeah, that was a tough one.
But ever since, not this past Knicks game, right, Spike? The one that was on Peacock. You mentioned the Knicks game that was on Peacock?
The first Knicks game.
Right. Yeah. When Stan Van Gundy verbally raped Nick Nurse. He's kind of straight in his ways. Like, that was the game, right, where they got out-rebounded in that game, 48-24. And Van Gundy's saying, there is no player in the NBA, Ike. There is no player in the NBA that has more offensive rebounds than Andre Drummond. Nobody. And offensively, you position him 23 feet away from the basket. There's no possible sense to that, right? Can you possibly make sense of that?
Well, because when he's playing with Barlow, one of them has to be able to shoot, or there's not, and Barlow can't shoot, and Drummond can shoot corner threes, and that's why they're doing it. That you can't play two guys that can't shoot. That's why.
You can't. Okay. I mean, you know, it can't be Drummond. I don't know what other thing you got to put. You can't have them out there together. You cannot keep Andre Drummond away from that backboard.
Well, Andre Drummond, those impressive wins versus the Mavericks and Knicks this time, Andre Drummond didn't even play.
Yeah, he did. Well, that's when you have pretty good at Joel Embiid.
Yes, Joel Embiid.
But you had said, the Sixers, in order for them to get a decent seed, they're going to have to win games without Joel Embiid this year.
They are. Well, they have to stay afloat without Embiid. But the only way that they're winning anything in the playoffs is with Joel.
I can't agree with you more. I agree. And, you know, I'll always have delusions of grandeur.
Well, look.
About that.
If we don't have hope.
It's the year, Dom. Yeah, it's the year.
If we don't have hope, what do we have?
Yeah,
right?
What's the point?
Yeah. So.
I think we're going to be pretty happy Monday. Right, Ike?
That's right.
We're going to be pretty damn happy.
Ike's already guaranteed to win. He basically did it yesterday.
I did.
Yes. So
Ike guaranteed to win?
Eh.
Well.
Not always. In those words, but
yeah.
You know.
He said he's feeling good. You know.
Yes.
When is Ike not feeling good? You know. So.
Well, I have to tell you that, again, you guys are awesome. But there is nobody on planet Earth that doesn't like Ike Reese.
Eh.
Yeah. They're just... I'm trying to think.
Maybe,
you know,
a few.
Is there?
Yeah, I don't know.
Is there any?
I'm sure there's some.
It's probably a couple.
The anesthesiologist came in to knock my ass out yesterday, right, Ike? And he hears your voice, and he goes, Ike. I said, that's my man.
That's right.
And he goes, Ike's everybody's man. And you don't get to say, Ike's your man. Ike, after all these years, I can say that you're my man.
That's right. That's right, Tasty Cake.
Yeah, I love you, Ike.
I love you too, brother. I'm glad you called in today, man. I hope you feel better.
Yeah, go get stronger.
Thank you.
All right, get some rest.
Thank you.
All right.
Thank you.
There he is, Tasty Cake Don.
Wow. Ed Donatel?
Does Ed Donatel hate you?
Well, why would Ed not like me? I didn't do anything.
Right.
He was the one who had the defense, not me.
Well, who cut you? Bobby Petrino. Petrino.
Yeah, maybe Bobby Petrino didn't like me.
I mean, personally, he might not have.
But yeah.
I'm trying to think if there's anybody, I don't know anybody that doesn't like Ike personally.
I'll try not to offend anybody.
Yeah.
Cowboy Jim's with us, and I have an interesting story to tell our listeners, and you guys, you were actually not there for this Cowboy Jim moment. Hey, Cowboy Jim.
A Cowboy fan loved by the Philadelphia Eagles.
So,
a Cowboy fan who is nominated for Caller of the Year. Doesn't it give you, like, goosebumps just to be around me or that you know me?
So
it does.
So we're in a break during the Jordan Mailata show yesterday, and you can't just walk up there.
Right. There's barriers there. Yeah.
Well, you know who just walks up is this guy. And Jordan goes, what did he call you? He called you Jimmy or
Jimbo.
He goes, Jimbo. It's Jimbo. Jimbo's a great guy. Blah, 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 blah. He walks away.
He knows him from the plane.
Yes. And I said, Jordan, you know he's a big Cowboy fan. And he said, are you serious? I'm like, yeah. He said, how do you? He said, how do you know? I was like, he calls us all the time. His name is Cowboy Jim. He's like, Jimbo's a great guy. I was like, wow.
Ratted him out.
Yeah, well.
Yes, let him know. No, that's good.
Look,
yes.
We got a rat.
Riding amongst the enemy, man.
Yeah.
What are you doing riding on the plane with us, man?
My friendship with Jordan is just like Chuck and Bryce. Oh, wait. Chuck just has a poster of Bryce.
Oh, wow.
Got him.
Oh, wow.
Oh, and here's a saying. Oh, well, I'll just say this first here. And who represents the Eagles? But, you know, Aaron from San Diego. And look what I'm doing, okay? So here's my saying. Good luck, losers. Bye.
I love him.
He's in and out.
You're a big Cowboy Jim guy.
I think he's going through. I think he's having a moment.
You should have seen Jordan's face.
Yeah.
First of all, he couldn't believe that Ellie and I knew him.
Yeah,
right.
He was probably really confused.
Yeah, he's like, hold on. How do y'all know him?
Yeah, it's like when you realize that your grade school teacher has a whole other life, that they do things other than teach school.
How about that? That's a good example right there.
When you see your high school teachers at the bar?
Right. Hold on.
What's this?
Are you crazy?
Yeah. Oh, man. Yeah. By losers. I mean, you have got a Cowboy fan on the plane?
Spilling all the secrets of the plane.
That just made me think of a scene in The Wire. That's like when Bodie and Poot saw Carver and Hurt coming out of movies with their girlfriends as they were coming out of the movies with their girlfriend. And they're like, you guys go to the movies too? And they are detectives.
Okay.
And the other guys are corner boys.
Oh, yes. Okay.
They're like, well, see you same time tomorrow. See you back on the block tomorrow. Yeah. Oh, Jack knows what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know. I didn't watch The Wire.
One of these years.
I watched.
Are you more likely to watch The Wire or Sopranos?
The Wire.
The Wire. Yeah. There's
100%.
No way he's watching The Sopranos.
Yeah, I don't like mob stuff. Too fake.
Yeah.
I said that in a text thread with my high school friends.
Yeah.
And they said something about The Godfather. I think Smoke watched The Godfather. And I was like, I've never seen it. It's too fake. And somebody else, Rags, like, was like, what do you mean? All movies are fake. I was like, well, mob stuff, particularly fake. I'm just not into it. Yeah, The Wire, I tried. I just got bored. But I would try it again. Well, I gave it 3 episodes, you know. So, and everyone who tells me Mad Men is boring, I'm like, you got to get to the second season. So I understand.
But I don't like the second season of The Wire, even though everyone else likes the second season of The Wire.
Is that a hot take?
Yeah, it's a hot take.
I think it's viewed as a hot take.
#Jolly.
It is viewed as the hot take.
I had no interest.
Because most people don't like it, but yes, I'm one of the minor. I like it. The second season.
Second season.
Yes, the docks, man. Down on the docks.
Yeah, no interest.
The text line is brought to you by Benari Jewelers. Don't settle for ordinary. Choose extraordinary. Choose Benari Jewelers at Exton and Newtown Square. Online at BenariJewelers.com.
Text line.
Can I go back on vacation?
Rod Lakin listening to the first hour of the show in his office.
Seriously.
Yeah, the infamous soundbite was
something else. We got off to a roaring start.
Got off to a hot start.
Yeah, I did not have sexual relations with that woman. That was in the first hour.
Kanye and Michael Myers.
Yeah, Mike Myers.
Mike Myers, right.
Sorry. Michael Myers is the murderer.
The murderer.
Mike Myers, comedian, yes. What's next?
The director was awful. The cinematographer was even worse. That said, I loved the movie and expect many sequels. Chuck and Mount Airy at the movies.
Yeah, he called us yesterday just undressing Petrullo and Sirianni, calling them morons. Yep. And they called up, Spike, you got to understand, they're going on a run here. All right. Okay. Yep. But this, it's only going to ramp up. As this week goes on.
As this week goes on. Friday. Yeah. Listen, Friday.
Oh, yeah.
It's going to be a beauty.
Oh, yeah. I'm just going to have to go into full.
Well, listen, Rios is going to be on Friday.
Yep. Tommy.
It's going to be a, it's going to be a big deal.
Return of Tornado on Friday.
Yes.
What's next?
Mike Reese, 2:10 p.m. Unlike you, Spike, I think the defense can carry this team to the Super Bowl. Mike Reese, 3:10 p.m. after Elliott said he really likes the defense. They stink! Mike in Havertown.
Not quite.
Not true.
But I understand the point, though.
Yeah.
Only Elliott can make you argue against your own points.
Yeah, 100%. After 4 minutes in, I said, oh, no. He's more confident in this team than he was in last year's team.
Oh, man. Only Elliott. And I knew I was arguing against something I just said the hour before about the defense leading us to a title this year.
Well, it's just like, even if the defenses are equal, offense is worse. Why do you feel better?
That's even won a million games in a row besides one game where Pickett was playing.
And we let him slide on that this year's Rams are worse than last year's Rams.
Yeah, we did let him slide
on full of it.
Yes.
Yeah. What's next?
I'm not saying Elliott is only here for the takes, but in 2022, when everyone hated Vic Fangio, disciple Jonathan Gannon, Elliott took the position. He was awesome. And now in 2025, when everyone loves actual Vic Fangio, Elliott's not that impressed. Frank in Ardmore.
Yep. He's always been skeptical of Fangio.
Well, he knew we had him when I brought up the Jordan stuff from last night.
Yep.
He knew he was got.
Yeah, he knew he was in a tough spot.
He was got. Yeah. What's next?
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
You had a lot to say to Jordan Mailata today, didn't you? Donovan, listening to the show, still mad at Ike for giving him the cold shoulder yesterday.
I didn't give him the cold shoulder. He just answered the question. So he had so much depth to the answer, I didn't know where to go with someone with the next question.
It was very analysis-Donovan yesterday.
That's what I'm saying. And he gave you those long answers where he's answering three questions, too, before you even ask him.
Once he's out of the nail salon, he's a problem.
Well, us finding out that he was doing the hit from a nail salon the week before. Finally, and the two mysteries solved in 2 days here on the WIP Afternoon Show.
Yeah.
Yep. What's next?
We are this close, mates. Trust me, Jordan Mailata calling in from Cancun next week.
Oh, we're not going to be in Cancun next week.
the next. What's next?
A transcript of a typical Jack Spike 11 a.m. call. Jack, what are you feeling for the show today? Spike, you're going to want to sit down for this. I'm thinking my angle is that I don't believe in the Eagles. Alex in Lancaster.
They're on to us.
I mean, look, he's not totally wrong. What's next?
Congratulations on your wedding. It reminds me of that movie with Vince Vaughn and that the blonde guy who was also in that one thing with what's her name from TV. What's it called? Anywho, congrats, Ike on Cameo.
Cameo thing.
Yeah, you got to go download the app. Go start doing it, man.
Yeah.
Ike on Cameo. I'll buy one.
Might have to.
Yep.
See how much money I can make, man.
Yep. There you go. Maybe you got your daughter in college. Yeah. You know, could help pay for a college.
I need everything.
Yes.
I need all the help I can get.
Fritz,
I'm about to partner up with you.
Oh, nice.
Oh, there you go.
God, I'm joking.
Okay. No, I got to go talk to the Bloomsburg baseball team tonight.
What, are you going to tell him how to quit?
Yeah.
Okay.
The Bloomsburg baseball
team. It's our
team.
Like career synopsis or whatever. Career, not the right word, but you.
Wow.
You know.
Please record it. Please
he
record
held on
it.
To this to the end of the show.
Dude, if
he
there's
didn't tell us.
If there's somebody on the team, please record it and send it to me at spike.eskin@gmail.com.
Career advice is what you're doing?
Yeah, like helping.
Or just telling your
helping out the students if they want to get into sports media. How
gotcha.
Do you do it?
Oh.
You quit the team.
Yeah,
it's a real inspiring story.
This is awesome.
Do by play in the dugout.
Fake play by play.
Fake play by play.
Yeah, yeah. The true awesome. Underdog story.
I
yeah.
love it. I love
so
it.
TK is next. Then
TX is next.
TK yeah. is next. Thank you so much for listening. We love you for it. Remember, deodorant is the thief of joy. See ya.